Labor Day weekend is the unofficial start of the earnest campaigning for president. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spent part of the weekend in New Hampshire vying for the same thing, to become the progressive alternative to current Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
As he kicked off his end of summer campaign this past weekend, Bernie Sanders barnstormed across New Hampshire, holding five events across the state.
Cherry Garcia, cookie dough, or fish food?
We're all in for Bernie!
On Sunday, Sanders was in the town of Raymond, where Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, founders of Vermont's Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, dished out bowls of it before they introduced Sanders to about 400 supporters.
When we get Bernie elected and Jerry and I become the ministers of ice cream, I promise a pint in every freezer, a sundae in every bowl. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Senator Bernie Sanders!
Sanders did not promise free ice cream for America, but he did push his plans for tuition-free public college, canceling student debt, a $15 minimum wage, and a tax on Wall Street speculation, as well as his signature proposal.
4 years ago, I came to New Hampshire and I threw out another radical idea. Oh my God, how many radical ideas can we deal with here?
That radical idea is Medicare for All, which would do away with premiums and copays and end private insurance in favor of a government-run healthcare system.
Maybe the United States of America should do what virtually every other major country on earth does and guarantee healthcare to all people as a human right, not a privilege.
Polling suggests that health care is a top issue for Americans, and a majority of Democrats and independents favor a government-run health care system, though support drops when they're told they'd have to give up their private plans. This is the issue Sanders spends most of his time talking about, and it's hugely important to many of his supporters, among them Madeline Egbert from Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, who was here with her husband and one-year-old daughter.
Our daughter is considered disabled. I don't think it's right as she goes older for her to have to face financial issues because she can't afford her medical care. So that's a real big issue for us, and Bernie, we love him for many reasons, but that's one of the big ones.
With the fall campaign season about to begin, polls suggest that former Vice President Joe Biden remains the Democratic front runner. And for the moment at least, the big contest is for second place between Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and they're competing for many of the same progressive voters. Sanders remains popular among his core supporters, and his polling numbers have been stable throughout the summer. But Warren has been on the rise, attracting donors and huge crowds across the country.
How about we start with, I know how to fight and I know how to win.
Yesterday, about 800 people came out to hear Warren at a Labor Day house party in Hampton Falls. Even though rain cut the event short, many braved the steady drizzle to get a selfie with her. Warren is proposing what she calls big structural changes to confront government corruption and help working Americans. Like Sanders, she supports Medicare for All, as well as universal child care and pre-K, higher wages for teachers and tuition-free public college, all paid for by a tax on the super wealthy. Yesterday, she advocated forcefully for a progressive agenda as the best way to beat President Trump.
I think what's going to carry us as Democrats is not playing it safe. And then producing plans, real plans for big structural change. I think that's what people want in this country. I think you got to give people a reason to show up and vote, and that's what I'm doing.
Katie DeAngelis of Epping, New Hampshire, says there are lots of reasons she supports Warren. Most importantly, her stance on health care.
One of the things that I really love about Elizabeth is that she has a plan for everything. Medicare for All is huge for me. I want everybody, regardless of race, gender, the amount of money they make, to be able to have quality health care.
DeAngelis says she supported Bernie Sanders in 2016, but is now backing Warren. So is Casey Wright from Ipswich, who traveled from Massachusetts to New Hampshire yesterday to hear Warren.
I was a huge Bernie Sanders supporter for 2016, and I think Bernie lit the fuse for the progressive side of the Democratic Party. But I feel like he had his chance and that Elizabeth articulates it better, and I think that's going to get her elected.
Voters like that help explain Warren's current momentum. Along with Biden, she and Sanders are the only candidates in a crowded Democratic field who are polling in double digits. In other words, it's beginning to feel like a three-person race. But so far, the two New England senators have opted not to attack each other. Over the weekend in New Hampshire, Sanders didn't mention Warren, and when she was asked yesterday if their unofficial non-aggression pact will hold, Warren said this.
Bernie and I have been friends for many, many years, long before I ever got in politics. And I don't see any reason that that should change.
One reason might be if the race between them continues to tighten. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Dublin, New Hampshire.